T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, 641. We are not messing around today. We're not waiting till 7 to get some answers. We got a guy who knows his football. He is brought to you by First Trust Bank, official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles, the tremendous Ross Tucker. Hi, Ross.
Angelo, what's up?
All right, so, Ross, this is where we are after that debacle in Vegas. Nick Sirianni now is getting the attention of national commentators who are wondering about his suitability as a head coach of the NFL. How serious is this 7 games into his career here?
Well, I think anytime you got a first-time head coach and people are already questioning whether or not he's going to be one and done after 7 games, that's pretty concerning. Now, the good news for Sirianni is it's not like they would do anything in the middle of the season. And obviously, they want him to have success. They don't want to fire him after a year. So he's got 10 more games to figure this out. And I've seen multiple people say, based on, you know, all the numbers, that the Eagles actually have the easiest schedule of any team in the NFL the rest of the season. Like, now that they got past the Raiders, their last 10 games, they've got the easiest schedule. So he does have the opportunity, Angelo, to right the ship, get a bunch of wins, and have people feel better about, you know, what he's doing, what they're building.
There is not a team in the National Football League, and maybe at the top of college football, that could not score on that defense. So don't tell me about easy take. Ross, have you seen a more feeble attempt at defense than you witnessed Sunday in Las Vegas?
I can't recall in the NFL. No.
Wow.
I mean, come on. It was awful.
Yeah, it was really bad. I mean, and you guys know I always try to be measured and objective. I'm really struggling with it. You know, let me explain two things, okay? The thought process, the logic, especially against the Raiders, of having two deep safeties so they don't beat you over the top with a deep throw, I'm okay with that. The idea of we don't want to always have to bring the extra safety in the box, so we're going to have what they call a 5 down front. We think we can stop the run with the 7 guys, including almost like a 5-2 without bringing the safety in. I'm okay with that too. There's only one problem, Angelo. It's not working. So like, you know, I understand the philosophy behind both. I met with Jonathan Gannon during training camp, and I think he's very bright, and I think these are good ideas. I think the problem is, number one, they're not stopping the run at all. You know, the idea was, well, if we do these 5 guys up front, they won't know where the extra guy is, and it's not working. And I think the 2 deep safety thing only works if the other offense screws up or if you get a stop in the red zone, but especially screws up, right? So you need them to have a penalty. You need to get some pressure. You need a bad pass. You need a drop. It's not happening. These quarterbacks they're going against are too good. And it's funny. You guys will remember this. Rio will remember this. Al will remember this. You know, when Buddy Ryan was here, okay, guys like Izell Jenkins would get toasted like twice a game, okay?
Right.
And they, you know, and the Eagles would give up sometimes like 27 points, whatever, and because they would give up a bomb. The other 50 plays, Angelo, they were kicking some serious ass. Like, yep. they were destroying quarterbacks.
Yep.
They were, you know, it was just, I think, especially in this city, we would rather go down swinging. We would rather go down with a fight than whatever that was on Sunday.
I would like to challenge a comment you made saying that Jonathan Gannon is smart. If you are smart, at some point in a game, where the quarterback, who's good but not great, Derek Carr, is 31 for 34. He is hitting every pass, and they're wide open. You have no sacks and 2 quarterback hits on 34 pass attempts. I'm thinking I'm going to blitz more. Just to do something, Ross, I'm going to try to get to the quarterback. This brilliant guy you were talking about, never occurred to him to do that?
Agreed. I don't know. Maybe he's just stubborn. But, I mean, I'm watching that game. Stubborn. And, Angelo, I got to tell you, last year it was tough to watch the Eagles because the O-line injuries and then Wentz was just painful to watch. Sunday was as painful to watch as last year's games.
Yes.
For a different reason. I mean, so here's the thing. He's got five guys on the line a lot. They're getting a lot of one-on-ones up front and getting no pressure. I think Sweat had one. I think Hargrave had one. But this high-paid D-line, they're getting a lot of one-on-ones and getting no pressure. The linebackers never come downhill. It's probably the most passive linebacking play I've ever seen. Mm. And then the secondary, it's like they're never challenging receivers. I'm telling you, and I'm not trying to make anybody, you know, I'm not trying to call anybody out, but it would be hard to go much better than 31 for 34 if there was no defense at all.
Yeah,
I mean, it really would. I mean, the one incompletion was the interception where it went off one of his guys' hands. I mean, it's hard to allow an NFL quarterback to be in that easy of a rhythm the whole game.
All right, Russ, listen, you lived on the offensive line. I want you to hear what we were hearing watching on TV with the parabolic mic, because Derek Carr is at the line and he's studying the Eagles' defense and he is announcing to his own players this. Listen.
We're good. We're good. We're good.
Second down and 8.
What is it?
Off the fake to Drake. Carr to a wide open Ingold.
Hey, when he's yelling, we're good, right, Ross? He's basically telling these guys, we got the perfect play here for this defense. Isn't that what he's saying?
No, he's saying we're good with the original play call in the huddle.
He doesn't have to change it.
He doesn't have to change it. He goes, wow, this is a perfect play call for these bunch of donkeys, right?
Yeah, well, so they have a check with me system.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of things he could say otherwise. But if they get up there and it's not the look they want to run the play, then he'll change it. But if he says, we're good, we can run it. Although, usually, it's a lot more complicated than people realize. Usually, when a guy says, we're good, it's a run. And the defense knows that. I personally believe that was a dummy audible by Carr, because that was a play action pass. So he went up there and said, we're good, to get the Eagles to think, okay, here comes a run. Because usually when they say that, it's a run, but it was actually a pass.
Well, when you refer to dummy, I think you might be referring to Eagles defense, but I could be wrong. All right, let's get to some of the other stuff that happened. First of all, at this point, I hate to go ahead to the next game, but Ross, they're playing a team that's 0-7.
Yep.
If they were not to win that game, if they were to lose to an 0-7 team, how much does that raise the pressure on a bunch of coaches who've never done these jobs before?
A lot. Yeah, and I think they probably know that. I mean, it's one thing to lose to a good 5-2 Raiders team, but if you're the first team to lose to the 0-7 Lions, and by the way, the Lions aren't really that bad. The Eagles could easily lose this game. I mean, I'll just say that right now.
Told ya.
The Lions are not that bad. The Eagles could easily lose this game. That would be really bad. And there's a lot going on here, Angelo. I don't really like when I hear Fletcher Cox complaining about the scheme after the game. There's just a bunch of things going on that are not real good, obviously.
All right, when that happens, right, there's probably a lot more of that going on behind the scenes. A lot of our veteran players openly questioning among themselves, Ross, what's going on with the defense and the coaching?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I don't know for sure.
Right.
But if Fletcher Cox is willing to say that after game, and by the way, I don't care for that.
Right.
That comes across in a public setting to me as making excuses and placing the blame elsewhere. You know, quarterbacks all the time could say, well, my guy dropped it, my O-line sucked. They don't say that. They say, I got to be better. And then behind the scenes, they're like, come on, guys, you got to help me out. I didn't really care for Fletcher saying that, but I think he's not used to this level of criticism. And I think he's been hearing it for weeks. And I think he kind of wants to get out his message, which is, they're not letting me be as aggressive as I used to. Which, by the way, there are plenty of times where Fletcher is one-on-one and is allowed to get up the field.
Correct.
And he's not being as effective as he used to be.
Ross Tucker dazzling with his analysis. This game, it's a 2-5 team against an 0-7 team, and it's a big one. Who knew?
It is. It is for both. Because you know what?
Yeah.
Because Dan Campbell and the Lions coaching staff,
yeah,
they're thinking the exact opposite, Angelo, which, yep, is like, this is a great chance for us to get one. This is a great – because they're a new coaching, yeah, staff. They haven't even won a game yet.
Right.
So they're dying to get a win.
Oh, they're looking at that tape. Jared Goff's going, all right, my bad season is about to end. Russ Tucker, you're the best. Thank you, pal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.